Good morning. That Arctic front we've been talking about all week long blew through during the overnight hours. The wind is gusting now up over 20, 30, even 40 miles per hour at times out of the northwest, and driving temperatures down through the 30s with a lot of 20s already showing up. Wind chill values through the morning will be in the teens and lower 20s. And with not much of a recovery today, despite a return to sunshine, high temperatures will be in the upper 20s and lower 30s, and wind chill values will be persistent in the 10 to 15 above range right on through the day. The wind will gradually diminish after dark tonight. With crystal clear skies and that Arctic high pressure overhead, temperatures will drop quickly back through the 20s and into the teens for overnight lows, and across the higher terrain, even some single digits by sunrise tomorrow. This will set us up for a dry but chilly weekend with lots of sunshine around tomorrow, a nice recovery back into the middle to upper 30s for highs, which is below normal for this time of year, but with less wind and full sunshine, it'll feel more comfortable out there tomorrow. In fact, we'll be up into the lower 40s by Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds as that high pressure dominates through the second half of the weekend. A weak disturbance will approach from the Ohio Valley on Monday. We'll have some clouds around Sunday night into Monday, but generally dry with highs in the mid-40s with a return to sunshine by the end of the day. This will bring us into a dry stretch of weather through the middle of next week with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Temperatures will start off in the middle to upper 40s, but climb up toward 50 by the end of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that same cold front pushing across the eastern United States will usher in winter-like temperatures from the upper Midwest deep into the mid-Atlantic region, where readings could be as much as 20 degrees below normal. Freeze watches are in effect for parts of the mid-Atlantic region, and locally heavy lake effect snow that's been occurring is now winding down across northern Michigan as the winds subside there today. Out west, a front moving across that region will bring a chance for some moderate to heavy snow in the higher elevations of the Pacific Northwest and northern Rockies. The front will push into the central United States with snow showers tapering off before another storm system reaches the Pacific Northwest by the end of the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility and light snow and blowing snow, 9 above zero with a west-northwest wind at 67 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 35 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 32 degrees, the dew point 16, 52% relative humidity, the wind out of the west at 20, gusting to 28 miles per hour, and the barometer now 30.09 inches and rising rapidly. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Fort Myers and Tampa, both in Florida, to a low of 11 below zero at Poplar, Montana, and Bottineau, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and windy with temperatures falling through the 30s. Boston mostly sunny, windy, readings falling through the 30s. And in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds and windy with passing flurries and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 47 degrees, the low 21. The average temperature, 34, that's 8 degrees below normal. 1/100th of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, 4/700 for the month, and 37.80 for the year. That's 3.66 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 31 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 180. That's 17 below normal. And 528 for the season, which is 314 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 50 degrees. The average low, 33. The record high 72 set in 1931, and the record low 16 in 1965. Sunrise this morning was at 6:41 a.m., sunset this evening 4:37 p.m., 9 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold today with a few passing flurries and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Clear and very cold tonight, lows in the single digits and lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny, windy, and very cold today with highs in the lower 30s. Clear and very cold tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold today with scattered snow showers and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Clear and very cold tonight, lows near 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold today with a few passing flurries and highs around 30. Clear and very cold tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold today with a few passing flurries and highs around 30. Clear and very cold tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny but chilly, mid to upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s on Sunday. Morning clouds giving way to sunshine Monday, back into the mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 40s Tuesday. Increasing clouds, upper 40s on Wednesday. And back to sunshine on Thursday with highs around 50 degrees. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.